If you imagine, if you think, for example, we are passing through like a desert environment, severe heat, the sun is bearing down, and it's a very severe environment. It's extremely hot, sweat is pouring down. And looking around, you can't see anything, you can't hear anything. Such a desert environment. And that time, the sight will seek one thing, that Allah give some shade, so that we can sit in the shade and save ourselves from this heat, from this sun, the rays. And then suddenly from far you see a tree. Subhanallah. Then imagine the extent of happiness at that time. And then a person will go running towards what he sees as the tree and sit in the shade. Let's go and benefit from the shade. So from this example, the meaning of this example is just this. That this era, the days that we are passing through at the moment, maybe there'll be a person who doesn't have khawf in his heart or a want, because life is scattered, the daily routines, the habits, they've changed, and all our occupations of life have become restricted, suppressed. You hear all sorts of news, information, there's a bit of fear, there's worry and distress, extreme distress. And in this environment of distress, everyone thinks that can we see something or find something that can give us sukoon, contentment, so our difficulties can become easy? So my brothers, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given a beautiful solution for this. That just like he saw the tree in the desert and he ran towards the tree, the shade, same way Nabi, the Prophet of Allah ﷺ stated, that the gatherings of dhikr, the assemblies of dhikr, Allah's remembrance, are just like that tree, that when a person is extremely distressed and he adopts the dhikr of Allah, then suddenly he goes into satisfaction, contentment, all fear disappears, all distresses, Allah Ta'ala evaporates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has within his dhikr put that effect, that result, the effect of his dhikr, his remembrance, the condition a person's in when he's doing dhikr, he feels that emotion, that release. Suddenly he feels that release of satisfaction, he gets contentment, he gets ease. His emotions change. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the emotion that when a jama'ah, when a group of people, just like alhamdulillah, what a great fadl of Allah, mercy of Allah, that during this extreme distress in the lateness of the night, there's a big jama'ah, the whole world is gathered together and together with us now doing dhikr. SubhanAllah, says this is Allah's karam, that such a tree Allah Ta'ala has rooted at this moment in time. That whoever sits under this tree, alhamdulillah, he will attain sukoon, sakina, contentment. Not just contentment, rather, what does the hadith state? It stated that when people come together in the form of a gathering to remember Allah, the meaning of the hadith, then the feeling and the emotion at that time is that from all four sides, this is the words of the hadith, fact, this is fact, that from all four sides, the angels surround that gathering of dhikr. From all four sides, all corners, they surround, the angels of Allah, they surround that gathering, and they widen their wings, and they cover and protect that gathering. And then Allah's rahmah, mercy, it surrounds that gathering. Just like all of you are sitting in the dhikr of Allah. Allah's kalam is haqq. Allah's words are true. The Prophet ﷺ's words are true. Beyond doubt. Allah Ta'ala allows this scene to take place. As soon as a person sits in dhikr in a majlis, in a gathering, and such a majlis that is existing right now, then from all four sides, Allah Ta'ala's angels, they surround that gathering. They open their wings. Allah's rahmah, mercy, surrounds the gathering. Wherever, this is one gathering, alhamdulillah at the moment, that's taking place. One gathering. Everyone scattered around the world. It's become a gathering. It's an assembly. Alhamdulillah. Doesn't matter. Somebody's in a city, somebody's in another town or a city, etc. But it's one gathering. For Allah, nothing is difficult. Allah Ta'ala, He brings everyone together. This is one majlis. So the angels have surrounded us. And Allah's rahmah, mercy. So the angels have surrounded us. And Allah's rahmah, mercy has surrounded us. Yes? Allah Ta'ala says, we're within that. It sealed us. Then Allah says, I allow contentment to descend onto the hearts of the attendees. What is that sakina, contentment? It's extreme rahmah and mercy of Allah that descends then into the hearts of the attendees. Their khawf disappears, their fear disappears, their du'as are accepted, and a beautiful sakina envelopes the heart. Sakina Allah Ta'ala allows to descend. So the angels, they surround the gathering. Allah's rahmah envelopes that gathering, envelopes the gathering, and sakina descends onto their hearts. And then Allah Ta'ala says that then, I like that gathering so much, I love that gathering so much, that majlis, that I sit where I am in the heavens amongst my select angels. I praise that gathering of those people, that look at these great people who are remembering me. And especially when there's distress, problems, difficulties, extreme sadness, etc. People, they seek out weird solutions to solve their problems, to get rid of their khawf, their fear, their problems, their sickness, etc. So obviously, they are today, right now, or maybe we'll get a solution here, the problem will evaporate through here, it will vanish from here, maybe this will give us the solution. No, Allah says, subhanAllah, these people remembering me, they didn't go to any other solution, no shaitani path. Rather, what did they do? Straight they came to my dhikr. They sought reassurance in me. They were extremely upset. Extreme problems. They didn't seek any other path, solution. They had yaqeen, certainty that they have a Rabb, Allah, their Khaliq, the Malik, the owner, the creator, the Raziq, the sustainer, who gives shifa, who gives cure. He is the one. Everything in is Allah's control. This servant of mine has this certainty and belief in me. So Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remembered me. So your Rabb, your Lord, will also remember you in such a way that all of your difficulties will evaporate, vanish, and they'll go far from you. And your condition will improve. And this is what we should have yaqeen on and belief in. SubhanAllah. So today, during these days, in severe condition, what we should do is that Allah Ta'ala's azim na'am, a great treasure, and especially Allah Ta'ala has established this gathering of dhikr morning and evening. Morning and evening. When a person does dhikr of Allah in the morning, what a great reward Allah has given. Pray fajr, and Allah says that, for example, you get the same thawab now. Pray salatul fajr, the dhikr starts, online dhikr will start with Allah's fadl and grace until sunrise ishraq, dhikr will continue. And after that, pray two rak'ah nafl salah. You'll get one hajj and one umrah, thawab, reward. Rahmah, separate. Allah's grace, separate. Allah's mercy, separate. Allah says that when you remember me in the morning, you do my dhikr. Until the evening, all your difficulties and problems, I protect you from all the difficulties. Protect you. Yes, Allah says, forget this illness. How can the illness attack you, affect you? No way, the question doesn't arise. Allah says, until the evening, I protect you. Then Allah says, in the evening, if you do my dhikr, remember me after Maghrib or after Isha, according to the timing of this majlis, this gathering. So when you sit and do dhikr, Allah says, until the morning, I'll protect you, O dhakir. The angels will protect you. SubhanAllah. And then those kalamats that we can recite, the verses, beautiful verses, great verses. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghiz. Ajeeb, unique, beautiful kalamats. And dua after that. Supplication, my brothers. Great treasure of Allah. Great treasure of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us this. Without any effort, we're doing this. We sat at home. All we have to do is switch it on, connect to the internet, and the dhikr will start. That's it. So I will request, I give you invitation, and I will request, I invite you and I request you that morning and evening, regularly, especially during these days, the severe conditions, then be habitual in dhikr and make establish dhikr in your life. This is a great treasure of Allah. Allah's ni'mas, we shouldn't reject them, shun them. Allah says, shakartum la'azidannakum. If you are grateful for my ni'mas, I'll give you more than that. More than that. So at this moment in time, this is a great azim ni'mah Allah Ta'ala has given in the form of his dhikr. So attach yourself to it, adhere to it, and sit in the gathering of the dhikr of Allah. So now for a while, we'll do the dhikr of Allah. And the methodology of dhikr is that first, We'll read some Quran, me, you, whatever, recite. Follow me, copy me, repeat after me. Some verses, if you don't remember them, if you're not aware of them, recite Durushif in place of them. After that, we'll recite some verses of the Quran, alhamdulillah. First I'll recite, after that you follow, repeat. Everyone, repeat that verse, that kalama that I'll recite. 11 times repeat it after me, 11 times. Then after that, alhamdulillah, we'll do maraqaba. We will remember Allah in our hearts. This is a great action, so that the heart can be habitual in remembering Allah, and contentment will come into the heart. And then, subhanallah, glory be to Allah, we will, subhanallah, in His blessed presence, will present Durood Sharif. What a beautiful action. Then we'll do dua, supplicate to Allah. So let's start, recite Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلى الله عليه وسلم زين شبيه زين دعوة يزين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي أمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصل تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا 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 أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين فانصرنا على القوم المنافقين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وآله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته أهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.